I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey friend, I'm coming to you on the heels of having a cold, and I'm here to remind you to take care of yourself. There is a lot going on in the United States this week, plus this time of year is particularly busy for all of my product-based business owners. I know that you are working so hard, and you are likely wearing yourself out. So I thought now would be a good time to share some simple ways to practice self-care before a busy season, or during a busy season, if you will. So first and foremost, we need to listen to our bodies. If you are having trouble sleeping, maybe you feel fatigued, you've had a shift in your appetite, or maybe you're just generally feeling run down, do not ignore those cues. Sometimes we feel physically run down, and sometimes it's an emotional or mental exhaustion that kicks in. But pay attention to how you're feeling so that you can get yourself back on track. And here's a few ideas for how we can do that. The first one is take breaks. I want you to schedule in some non-negotiable break time every day for yourself. Go for a walk. Make yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Read or watch some mindless TV for 15 minutes. Talk to a friend or a family member. I like to personally go lay in the hammock in the backyard and just stare at the sky. I very intentionally leave my phone inside so that I'm not tempted to look at emails or social media or do work from my phone. But just a few minutes of mental rest can sustain you over a long workday. So definitely build that into your schedule. The next thing is, you need to get enough sleep. I recently learned that men need 8 hours of sleep per night, but women need more than that. The article I read said that we need at least 10 hours of sleep each day, which made me laugh out loud because I am getting nowhere near that much sleep. I really wish I was, and I'm going to be trying to change that. But I will say that I do notice a huge difference in my mood, my patience. I also have a lot of great ideas when I get more sleep. My brain is rested and I feel like I'm able to do a lot more during my work days. I know it can be difficult to sleep well during a busy season or a stressful time, but sleep is truly a necessity for staying healthy. So if you're feeling run down, definitely try to get some extra Z's in where you can. Kind of along these same lines, we can't forget the basics, right? Like healthy food, drinking lots of water, taking our vitamins. Just like sleep, these things are necessities for feeling good. And we are not going to feel good if we're dehydrated or eating bad food or just not taking care of ourselves. Also tied to this is moving our body, right? During our busy seasons, working out, moving our bodies can often fall to the bottom of a to-do list. But movement is so important for not only a healthy body, but also a clear mind. If you can plan ahead and block off time to go to classes or pre-plan your workouts, great, definitely do that. But if you don't have the time or space for that to like map out a whole hour workout or whatever, start small. Do some stretches in the morning, maybe do some squats while you're packing orders. Turn on your favorite song in the office and do a dance party. I also find personally that when we gamify movement, that is really motivating for me personally. It helps me get my steps in. So one thing, our family competes to see who gets the most steps in each day. My kids definitely have it locked in between all their sports and practices and stuff, but it makes for a fun competition and it's a good reminder for me to get up and move when I'm at my desk. So definitely move your body. It'll clear your head too. Next, I want you spending time with friends or family. Studies have shown that spending time with family and friends can really help reduce our stress. So hanging out with and talking with people gives us an outlet to relieve some of maybe the worries or anxiety or overwhelm that we might be feeling during a busy season. You know, connecting with others, even if it's other business owners who are going through similar things, is really impactful. So send a text, pick up the phone and call, go meet in person, maybe combine time with friends and family with moving your body and some of these other things we're talking about too. But having these connections will also help to combat any feelings of isolation. And I know that many of you listening work alone or work with a small team. So again, connecting with family and friends during busy seasons or connecting with other business owners is really important to help you with that isolation feeling as well. The next one is to focus on communication. So things can feel really hectic during a busy season. And when we are running in a million directions, that's when mistakes can be made or miscommunications can happen. So let's look at this from the business side of things. At work, we want to avoid making mistakes. We want to avoid redoing work, right? We don't want to package an order wrong and ship it out only to then have to like have a bunch of conversations with the customer about it and then repack the order and resend it, right? So we want to nip that in the bud ahead of time. And strong communication will allow us to do things right the first time. And this also relates to things at home. If we focus on communication at home, we won't have any miscommunications that might negatively impact our relationships. I know, you know, with my husband and I, there may be times where like I think he's handling something and he thinks I'm handling that same project and we have a miscommunication. And then that creates extra strain on our schedule and our time constraints and all these other things. And so my point is focusing on strong communication, whether we're talking to family members or team members, it makes us all like on the same page. And it clearly outlines what needs to be done and also who's doing it so that we don't have to redo work. We're not impacting our schedule more. So just focus on clear communication, whether that's at work or home. Next, don't be afraid to say no. This one is a tough one for me, but I am getting better at it. I'm proactively working on it. But say no to activities that drain you or things that you don't need to have your hands on. Maybe somebody else can do. Or say no to things that maybe don't need to happen right now. Maybe it's something that could be delayed for a month or two or a couple weeks or a couple days or a couple hours. Like be discerning in terms of what you say yes to and what you say no to. I also, in the same vein, want you focusing on saying yes to the activities that bring you joy, not just things that need to be done, but things we want to be doing. There are a lot of things pulling on our time and attention, particularly this time of year. So make sure that you're doing things that are not only necessary, but that make you feel good. And focus on that fun where you can. You know, we want to inject that fun wherever we can. All right, friends, I hope these tips have been a helpful reminder for you. Your mental, physical, and emotional health are super important to manage, particularly when you're in a busy season at home and work. I hope that you're currently taking good care of yourself and prioritizing your needs, and that you will continue to do so as we finish out this year. For our Labs members, let's continue this conversation in our community. Pop over into Labs and share what you are doing to keep yourself healthy during this busy season. Plus, we have some really helpful resources that will help to ease your stress. We have a pre-recorded desk yoga and breathwork session that you can turn on anytime you need a break. So that movement, the mindset stuff, it'll be great. Plus, we have trainings on building in tiny daily habits and effectively managing your time. All of that is available to you inside of Labs. You can find it in our training vault. And if you're not a member of Labs, come join us. You can learn more at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Labs was specifically built for product-based business owners, for people who want to maximize their productivity and their profitability. So we're helping people strengthen their business foundations, and that includes their systems, their teams, and more, so that you're putting more money in your pocket, really strengthening sales and marketing your systems and your people. So again, you can learn more at prooftoproduct.com/labs. All right, friend, thanks for listening until the end. Stay healthy, and I'll be back with a new episode next week.